Good morning, my friend. Pardon my raspy morning voice. It is currently 4:51 in the morning. We've been up since 3. And I wanted to share with you some of the Instagram things that I'm learning and implementing right now with my business and some cool things that I've learned just by simply posting on Instagram. So let's talk about it.
We aren't like other MLMers who have to beg, bug, and chase friends to join a business. And we aren't desperate enough to turn our newsfeed into a billboard just to make a quick buck. In this podcast, you're going to see how real marketers like you and I build a profitable business inside MLM without all the fake it till you make it bullshit. My name is Trey Bear, and you're listening to MLM Misfits Podcast.
All right, my friend. So, if you're following me on Instagram, my name, my handle is at Trey Bear. It's just my name. No, nothing crazy, nothing get too excited about. But what I'm starting to do is post more consistently on there because I'm just sick of Facebook. Facebook sucks. It sucks in so many different ways. It sucks so bad. I don't get into how badly Zuckerberg sucks, Facebook sucks. I hate everything Facebook right now. So I decided, you know what? I'm just going to go over on Instagram and start talking about funnels and lead generation and content marketing and just all those things, network marketing, all those things over there, just because, it is important to be growing, obviously, on platforms, and I love YouTube. I don't really do a lot of TikTok right now, but I could take the stuff that I'm posting for reels on Instagram and obviously repurpose them over there, but I just want to give you a couple of different strategies of what I'm using, who I'm learning them from. And you know what? This might change down the road. I don't know. But for right now, this is the exact strategy that I'm using. So let's talk about a couple of different posts, strategies that you can be using for your business. Okay. So let's start off with reels, because those are something that's hot right now. Reels are, in my opinion, the fastest way to grow your following on Instagram. And I'm not talking about hashtags. I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm talking about reels. The reels are right now are taking over because TikTok just blew up. It's a short form video, be 30 seconds, 1 minute. And it's really cool because, you know, I've been ignoring the whole TikTok thing for a long time, long time. But I've just seen lots and lots of people just blowing up their following and their business from these short form videos. And they're just a simple, easy way. You don't need to be a crazy video editor. And I've seen some that are just like pretty wild, but you know, basically using the tools and reels, you can create a pretty cool video in under 30 seconds and get it out there. And that's, in my opinion, a really fast way to grow your following on Instagram. Now there's other forms of video, which I like as well, which are called IGTV. And these used to be really, 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 really big when they first blew up. And that's kind of the whole plan with any platform, specifically Instagram. If they have a new thing that they're rolling out, it's really important for you to hop on that wave of momentum because they're going to push that type of content out into the newsfeed because they want to test it out on other users. So when IGTV came out, that was a big thing. Everyone started using IGTV. And this is a really easy way for you to teach something and serve your audience. And so, for example, you'll see a lot of my IGTVs where they're repurposed content from my YouTube channel. So that's something that you can do as well. If you're you don't need to have a YouTube channel. You can simply just open up your phone and teach something, and it can be a recorded video, and then you can turn it into an IGTV. And I've seen people use their Instagram live videos, repurpose that as an IGTV as well. But again, the purpose of an IGTV is to teach and serve your target audience. Okay, let's talk about your feed now. This is the same thing. Provide value to your niche, whatever you want to call it. Again, so this could be, you know, a little bit behind the scene. All your content should be specifically for your target audience. What I used to do back in the day, you can scroll down through my newsfeed, is I talk a lot about myself. I talk about like my family. I talk about what I like to do for fun. And I think that used to work back in the day. But now I feel like Instagram is kind of taking a turn, and in a good way, because you can start to, you don't have to talk about yourself. You don't have to be, you know, all those influencers who are out there who are out on the beaches. And I mean, that's cool and shit, but your niche is looking for value. And so it's no longer that like, oh, I got to be perfect. I have to have like beautifully edited photos professionally. No, and like we are all on the same battlefield now. We all have the same advantage over anybody, right? And so that's really good for us, for people like you and I, because I'm not a model on Instagram. I'm not an influencer. And so again, your feed can be used to provide value related to your niche. Let's talk about the highlights. This is something that I have to fix as well. But highlights are these little buttons that you can have on your profile where you can really just showcase what your page is about. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put up some like video teasers and some highlights, obviously, about like funnels, about marketing, maybe some like about me a little bit, if there's people who want to do that. But it's like I said, it's a really good way to showcase what your page is about. Okay. Now you're probably wondering, okay, cool, Trey, like I see you're providing value. I see that you're teaching and serving your audience. And you're able to grow your following through Reels, but like, how do I sell my shit? This is where I think stories come into place, because your stories, this is like a behind the scenes of your day-to-day stuff of like what you're doing, but it's also a great way to sell your stuff, okay? And so I've seen other people doing like demos of like what they're doing. Like in my opinion, I feel like stories are, since they're like they're gone in the next 24 hours, it's a simple way for you to be a little bit more salesy on there and to offer that opportunity for people to take the next step. And so you can do demos of your product. You can do teasers, I guess you could say, of your products or of your opportunity or of your service. Also, you can do, like I said, behind-the-scenes stuff of you. And the behind-the-scenes stuff, that's where it builds that trust so that people can see. I mean, you can't fake that shit because it's real time. So, you know, whip up your phone. And, you know, if you're out on a hike, like show people you're out on a hike, drop a good tip to them if you want to. Or, you know, if you're with the kids, throw that in there because, again, it shows that you're a human being, that you're, you know, besides the content that you're putting out there, people can see a little bit closer glimpse of you, as well as you can be a little bit more salesy in your stories versus on your feed where people are going to see that all the time. Remember, your feed is for providing value to your niche. Your stories where you can build that trust and they can also sell. Another place that you can sell, obviously, and create relationships is your DMs. You know, I'm not a big fan of sliding into the DMs and pitching people on stuff. But if people are coming to you saying they want to work with you, like obviously have conversations with people and sell them on the thing that you have to offer, especially if they're coming to you. But, you know, I have awesome conversations going on right now where, you know, I'm talking to different people. I'm asking them questions about specific things that they're into. I don't mind having conversations with people. And so again, throughout all of this, I've always said, don't take the human aspect out of, you know, automating your business, but just be smart with what you're doing. Use your DMs to create those relationships with people. Talk to them a little bit. Tell them, hey, dude, thanks for posting that content. That was super fucking awesome. Or whatever, you know, just have those conversations with people. I feel like you know how to have a conversation with people in 2021, even though we've been in lockdown for what seems like 2 years. So anyways, that's what I'm doing. If I go on my Instagram right now, what I've been doing is, for, as far as content, is I've been really using my carousels as, if you really take a look at them, all I'm doing is I'm just repurposing content. So I had advice for network marketers. So I think I had this on my YouTube channel, and it was just one tip. And the one tip was like, for advice for network marketing, is like stop caring what people think about you. Like, who gives a shit about what they think about your business or your products? There's more people out there who actually want your help than, you know, Jane Bullshitter, who's a troll just going through your stuff and she wants to give your advice, or your best friend who's rolling their eyes because you're in network marketing. Like, one of the tips that I had in that YouTube video was just to stop giving a shit what people think. And so I said, you know, I'm just going to take that one tip and turn it into a carousel. And it got some pretty good feedback. Let me see. Look at the insights. Oh, by the way, look at your insights too. You can always go to a post and right below it, it'll say view insights. Click on that. see how many people liked it, how many people commented on it, how many people saved it, how many people bookmarked it, how many people shared it. So it's a really cool way. And by looking at your insights, you could take that data and say, okay, what was it about this post that people liked that got so many shares and bookmarks and all that stuff and engagement? And then you can look and you can compare that to other posts that didn't do as well. And then obviously the posts that do well, do more of those, right? And so like all that data can show you stuff. But anyways, that's what I did for that carousel, and it did pretty well. Now I did a reel. Whoops. There. I did a reel, and it got a lot of comments, but you can't see insights on that either. Another carousel I did. So right now I'm mixing between carousels and reels, because again, reels are something that grows my shit fast. Carousels are good for providing value, so that's the feed. And then I'm just going to kind of mix between that and then IGTVs as well, something I'm going to do because repurposing content, I want to work smarter, not harder. And then there's a lot of stuff I need to fix on there, but like I said, I haven't posted since, Jesus, May 4th when we were on vacation. So it's been a while. It's August 26th as I'm recording this, but yeah, that's what I wanted to share with you guys. It's early. I'm going to put up some content, schedule it out. And by the way, here's another tip for you. If you don't want to schedule out content, you can go, if you have a Facebook like page, which isn't that hard to set up. Like, look, you can create a like page specifically for what I'm about to tell you. If you don't want to grow a like page on Facebook because you're like, hey, I hate Facebook too. All you have to do is create your like page. And then once you've created it, go into your Creator Studio is what it's called. And what you can do is you can link up your Instagram so that if you want to schedule out posts for the week, you can totally do that and go right in there and upload your content and then schedule out for whatever day and time that you want it to go. And you can do this for, let me go on Instagram real quick. You can do this for your Instagram feed as well as your IGTVs. And so pretty cool. I don't see reels on here, but what's cool about reels is you can always save them as a draft. Here's another tip for you. I'm just giving you some more tips as I'm going through this and I'm waking up. When it comes to your reels, what you can do is you can record all of your content on one day. Like, let's just say, you know, one day you want to, you know, your makeup is on fire, your outfit looks just fucking beautiful, and you feel you're looking good. Well, record a bunch of reels, and then on a day that you're feeling creative, go in there and, you know, edit out all your videos for the following day. And then let's say you've got a full week of videos, boom, now you can be posting them throughout the week. And so you can save them as drafts and then work on them later. So that's a pretty cool idea as well. And so that's something I'm implementing as well. I think I have three right now saved as drafts. So for the next 3 days, it's like, boom, I can rip those out when I just don't have content to post, or obviously I'm just working smarter, not harder, and I'm creating my content ahead of time. So there you go. There's been a bunch of tips that I've given you inside there. Like, I'm not an IG expert, but I'm just sharing with you what I'm doing right now to work on my Instagram. So I hope that helped. Let me know if it has, and you can take a screenshot of this podcast episode, post it on Instagram stories, and then tag me. I like to see who takes the time to watch them and who actually takes the time to post on Instagram. So I will see you in the next episode. Peace.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of MLM Misfits Podcast. And listen, it's no secret that MLM is changing. The whole game of network marketing is changing, and for the good. And I don't want you to miss it. So listen, I'm running this live webinar where I'm going to teach you how to recruit rock stars in your downline on autopilot without having to send any prospecting messages and without having to sacrifice your life for menial success. If you want access to that webinar, I want you to go to marketlikeamisfit.com and get your spot registered. I will see you there over at marketlikeamisfit.com. Peace!